Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve. Hi guys, it is Wednesday, so happy Wednesday. Welcome to another episode of Food Rebel Eats. All right, so you should have seen my morning. Let's just let Jody vent for a minute. So I had a morning with the boys, and I don't know if you have little kids or whatever, but it's hard for me when they are like in my bed through the night. I put them in their beds and then they somehow end up in my bed, and my husband's out of town, and then we all wake up at the same time, and that's on me, right? I could have got up earlier. And anyways, Dash had a little bit of a tantrum this morning, and I literally couldn't bend his body in order to get him in his car seat. So I just had to come home and like shake it off, almost like, you know, when an animal gets scared and they say, oh, humans need to do this too. Like when you get into a really emotional situation, you like literally need to shake it out of your nervous system. So I don't really know why I'm telling you this other than this is what's going on in my life right now. And I'm feeling so much better just being able to focus on talking to you, adult humans who are rational. So yeah. Okay. All right. So this episode is very important. And so it's been brewing in my mind, and I got a message from somebody on Facebook. By the way, you guys, if you want to send me DMs or something, it's best to do it on Instagram, unless you're my personal Facebook friend, so that I see it. Otherwise, like, I just never check messages from my business page. Yeah. And most of the time also, I guess this is housekeeping, but like my dominant platform is YouTube. So come to YouTube, come follow me on YouTube. It is so much fun over there. I've got hundreds of videos actually, and I've started in the past few weeks a Cooking with Jody cooking video every week. It's usually on Wednesdays. And so it's really helpful if you are wanting to jump into more plant-based eating and get some fun inspiration and just using food in a variety of new ways. Okay. It's so fun. So that's where I'm mostly living on social media platforms. Okay. All right. So I got a message, and it was talking about how I obviously talk about food all the time, and like food is my thing, right? Food is my tool. Food is what really allowed me to understand health. And even from the beginning of my like improving relationship with food, understanding like just initially, like, how do I lose weight? How do I get in shape? To now understanding like the inside and outs of healing, helping the body to heal, food is so necessary for us. And I am quite aware that the body follows the mind. Okay. And I realized that I really want to speak more on this because the body follows the mind. So unless and until we can align our inner knowing, our decision to move into a new body, a healthier body, a new state of being in a human body, in our body, it will either be short-lived or it won't happen at all, okay? And I'm fully aware of this, but we all need to be aware of this, okay? So I want to talk about this in terms of like, what actually does it take to create something new? What does it actually take to create you being in a new body that is of improved health, that is of improved function, that is of improved shape, energy, weight loss, whatever you want. Like, you can do that. You can do that, but you have to have all the pieces in place and not just the food, okay? Unless you see it how I see it, which I will dive into. So when you want something, you can make it very simple. Humans like to make things very complicated, I think, because I think there's a belief that many of us anyways have been taught and conditioned with, which is that you just can't have something easy. Like, you must work hard for things in order to allow yourself to receive them. And that's not true. That's an optional belief. And it's one that I've had to definitely work on in my life, right? I remember the message of, like, you have to work hard to get results. And side note, like, there's nothing wrong with working hard. Go after your dreams. Go get it. Be obsessed with it. Do anything that you know to do. But at the same time, the struggle isn't necessary, okay? So in simplicity, the way that we would, let's say, lose weight, for example, is one, we decide to lose weight. So this is an internal decision, and it's a choice. So you have to see everything that you see in your reality has started within your mind. There's no exceptions to this rule. Some of it we are more aware of than others. And if you want to create a body change, you must do it from the inside out. And so I preach to you all the time, we change our health from the inside out by using the correct foods to allow the body to clean, clear, and cleanse. And basically, it dumps everything out of the way and then it works properly. That's literally how health works. And in terms of the mindset, you have to dump everything out of the way that doesn't agree with your new choice. So it always starts with an internal decision, okay? So to create, it's I'm going to think the thoughts of what I want. I'm going to feel the feelings of what I want. I'm going to take the actions from the thoughts and feelings of what I want. And I'm going to repeat it over and over until I get it. The end. That's it. Okay. Now, where people usually get tripped up is a couple places. Like, you jump into the action and you don't think about what you're thinking about. So you might just say, well, I want to lose weight. So I'm going to, clean up my diet. And that can look a bazillion ways, as we all know. But let's say you decide to do that. But internally, you decided to lose weight. But then all through the day, you're thinking, I really don't want to give up eating pasta. I don't want to give up going out to eat. I don't want to give up my glass of wine. I don't feel like working out. This is hard, even though you could still be kind of doing the actions. But eventually, those actions are going to feel very hard. You're going to have to force yourself to do them, or you just stop doing them because it's not coming. It's not aligned, right? It's not coming from the correct base core root thoughts. And so the battle, and it is actually a battle for a little while, it's overcoming yourself. It's overcoming the old thinking from the version of you in the current body that you no longer want to be in. And so it has to start there, okay? And it has to be consistent and persistent from there. So there's these like three core steps: the thinking, the feeling, the acting. And I also want to mention this, that you could jump in and out. You could even have all three pieces aligned, but you fall in and out of them so often day to day that you don't see any change. And it's not that nothing's changing, because everything is constantly changing. Everything in every moment is new. So it's like right now you're choosing, right now you're choosing. I'm watching my little clock tick away as I'm recording this episode. So right now, right now, right now. So all you're doing when you're changing things in your life is moment by moment choosing. I'm this person now. I'm this person now. I'm this person now. And you have to do it repetitively. But I think something that's really also important to talk about is that daily, if you could focus on one day at a time, that probably would get you to your goal faster, okay? Because you have to be able to build one solid day at a time where you are aligning this thinking of a new way of being in your health, in your body, and the feelings of those thoughts coming naturally, therefore after, and then acting from the thoughts of the new being, the thoughts of the new healthy version of you, okay? But what I would recommend to you is to tip it day by day. I have a video on my YouTube channel that I will put in the notes below called The Tipping Point of Health. This is everything, you guys, because all you have to do is understand that the way your health looks right now and the way that your body looks right now is an accumulation of the dominant thoughts that you're thinking and therefore allowing feelings and allowing actions to stem from. So in order to create a change that you actually see in your body, whether that means I see the weight loss, I see my body changing shape, I see my digestion improving, I see my systems regulating, my hormones balancing, I see myself becoming fertile, whatever. You have to master the day. You have to master and shift into that thought pattern at the core from at least 51% of your day, and then do it again and again. So take a step back, okay? So if you've ever been in the situation of like, this feels hard, I'm not seeing results, it's not working. Well, those thoughts are coming from a root belief, okay? They're coming from a root belief of you not having it, okay? And that's what you have to shift. And you have to see that if you don't see the results that you want, if you're staying the same or things are even getting worse, what this literally means is energetically from your thoughts that over 51% of the way that you think about this topic of your body and your health in every single day is over 51% slanted towards it's not working, I don't have it, I don't see the results, la, 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 okay? So that is where we take personal responsibility and ownership of the fact that no one is creating our health except us. And it can feel like sometimes other people are because we hear messages, we hear so many limitations, right? Like it's hard to lose weight. You can't heal this disease. You have to do IVF. You can't heal fertility or whatever it is. And if you choose to believe into limitations, then they become yours. And then you really think, oh, this is hard. I can't do it. I don't know if you can even change this thing in my body and my health. But that's a choice. And the moment you realize that you don't have to believe that, then you have power back in your body. It's literal energy coming back into your body that you can use for creation and you can use to create the new way that you decide you want to be instead of what people have told you you are capable of being. Because you are completely capable. You are completely capable of whatever you want to do. You literally are. And I would not believe people that say otherwise. Okay. You are an unlimited being. And I think a lot of times health has become so like mysterious and unknown, which is, I believe that way for a reason by higher powers that don't want you to know that you can heal anything that you want. But it seems like abstract sometimes, and it seems difficult But if you could understand, it isn't. It's so simple, and that our job is to believe, our job is to think from the place we want, to feel that empoweredness. I don't know if that's a word. Feel empowered around the thoughts of I'm doing it. I know I can do it. I believe I can do it. I'm willing to believe I can do it. I'm going to get there. And that automatically is going to create feelings of strength and resiliency and determination and persistence. And like, I'm a badass. Like, I'm doing this. I don't care what anyone else says. And then you will move differently. Even if you're doing similar actions, they will feel differently. You'll believe in them now, okay? The things that you need to do have to come into your experience and your awareness where you know to do them when you hold the thought at the root. You hold the new way of thinking in relationship to what you want. That's literally what you have to do, okay? So if you've been either acting without the belief behind it and the feelings behind it and not seeing results, then this is why. It's because you're not starting at the core of what you think, believe, and doing the work, which is the mindset work of I'm changing now. I'm having this now. I'm healing now. I'm allowing my healing now. I'm deciding again and again and again. Or you're falling in and out of it through the days and then therefore not seeing results and then showing yourself that it isn't working, but it's only because of that, okay? Because food always works, you guys. This is something that's very important to understand. We are all humans here. We're also souls, but we have humanness. We have physicalness, physicality. And you can't disregard that, right? Because this is, you have a body for a reason. And I think a lot of the lessons we're here to learn about health is that the body is not meant to be complicated, and we can, it's completely responsive. It is completely responding to you right now. And that is your power. That is the awareness that we have to have and remember, and then take that power back and use it to create what you want instead of just noticing what is, because that came from inside of us. That came from inside of your mind. It could not come from anywhere else. Nothing is random, okay? The body you have right now is from inside of you. So you look in a mirror, the reflection you see is a reflection of your dominant thinking. That's it. So you don't go outside in and force the change. You go inside out and you create the change. And yes, it is difficult sometimes at the beginning because you're overcoming yourself. You're overcoming your own mind. You're overcoming the old thinking, the old, they call it like the old man, right? That you must die to the old man. You must die to the old version of you who held so strongly as like an automatic thought process of this is how it is. This is who I am. This is what my body does or does not do. And I actually had a client ask me a week or so ago, like, why is it so hard to change your mind? It's because it's a neural pathway that has been run over and over. It's like a rut in the dirt. And it's the body's always looking for the path of least resistance and to be most efficient for you, which is great, you know. But what you want to do is understand that if you want it to be automatically, but automatically thoughts that flow towards, I'm healthy, I've got this, I know what to do, I'm taking control of this, then you have to practice those and create a new rut. And that's literally how you change anything. Okay. So I'm fully aware that food matters, but it matters because we have these human bodies and they literally require nutrients to run. So I don't think it's smart to disregard that and say it doesn't matter what you eat. It freaking does. I almost swore. I don't know. Sometimes I swear. My mom told me the other day, oh, you're so talented, but what's not, I don't like it when you say the F word. I'm like, sorry, mom. Sometimes I say the F word, but because I'm so passionate about things. I just lost my train of thought. Hold on. You have to keep going. You know, you have to keep going and remember that this is how it works. And then, oh, I remember now. Okay. So here's a hint. Just keep talking on a podcast. You have no idea what you're trying to say. But somebody asked me, you know, like, why is it so hard to change? And it's just because it's like been the easier thought. And so what we have to remember always is that you can choose any thought. You can choose to believe bigger than what you see, stronger than what you see, with more faith than what you see. That's what faith is. Okay. So that's what is required. Oh, now I remember more. So we have to remember the food counts, the food matters, but we have to know our minds. We have to overcome our minds. We have to start with our minds. We have to start with our mindset. And then everything will be so much more simple and easier when you start at that level of inside out, okay? Because the version of you who decides to be healthy, I guarantee the food will come with ease, and you won't even want to have the desire to think that, oh, I can just eat whatever I want and be healthy. Yes, you can. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I'm fully aware that you could just blow off the food and, you know, decide to create a law in your mind where that's how your reality works. But I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to disregard the human aspect of myself. And I understand food is also metaphysical. And so in that way, I don't want dead food in my body, because I'm alive and I'm growing and I'm expanding and I'm changing, and I'm going to continue to grow and change and expand all the days of my life. And that does not fit with me eating processed dead, you know, foods with chemicals in them. Okay. That doesn't make any sense, when I also know that I could choose into alive plant-based foods that carry messages of health and vibrancy and vitality and healing, emotional healing, physical healing. I want that. I'm choosing those. Okay. So maybe start to see this from all different angles and aspects, and look at, where do I need to do the work? Do I need to believe? Do I need to think differently? I guarantee you do. And maybe your actions will change from there. Maybe they'll be similar. Maybe they'll be totally different. I don't know. But I know that everyone will fall into their most unique, perfect path when you do it this way. So remember, it always comes from this: thinking the thoughts, feeling what it feels like from those thoughts, and then moving from that place. And that is how you create when you repeat and have consistency, okay? So I really hope this episode helped you guys. If you want info on my programs, packages, you can go to my website. I'll put my newest package offer here, Baby Body Ready, below. So this is literally the work too. If you want to move into the state of being where you are fertile, where your body works this way, where you're capable, you have to start on the inside. Okay. You have to start on the inside. So have a great day. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.